Okay. Parshas Vayera. Okay. Vayera starts the warm Friday nights. Early Shabbos. Okay. More time for the parasha. More time to learn for Shabbos. Okay. More time to learn. Vayera. Okay. I'll start off with some of the classics we set up in the previous years, and we'll lay it on. Okay. The parasha starts off. Vayera Yilav Hashem Be'Loini Mamre. Hashem appears to Avram. Pasuk Beis, Vayisa Ina Vayar, Avram lifts up his eyes and he sees, Vine Shiloisha Noshim Nitzov Malov. There are three people standing next to him, Vayar, Vayarot across me, he runs to greet them, Mipesachoyo Vayishtacho Arzo. Says Rashi, who are the three men? Who are the Shiloisha Noshim? Rashi tells us three malachim. Echod Ravasa Sora, one to tell Sora that she'll have Yitzchok, Viechod Rafai Chesestoim, want to turn over to Doim. V'yachod l'rach oisus Avrom, unto him Avrom, she'ein malach echad oisus shtei shlichus. One malach can't do two missions, two jobs, so each malach had his own shlichus. And Rashi means a raya, because the whole parasha is written by Roshim Rabu. V'yachu, they ate, v'yayimru, they said. How when it comes to telling Sarah she'll have a baby, v'yayimru, he said. Up until then it was all together, but for each shlichus, it was v'yayimru, it was a Roshim Yachid. And Rashi ends off, Rafael, Sharipas Avram, Rafael, that hailed Avram, Halach Misham Lahaitzias Light. From there he went to save light. He went to save light. Okay.
So you see two things he
could do. That's a caution. It's one in Rafua, Hatzal, it's all one in. Good. So it's a famous story. I said it over probably every year. But when I say Pashas Vayera, it comes to mind. Rav Shlomo Kluger became the Rav in the city abroad. So, he was a newly appointed Rav, a young man on the job. And one of the first stories that came his way was, there was a bris that was scheduled for that morning. And the meaning was, they would call the Rav to come to the bris. When it was time for the bris, they would come to the Rav's house and call the Rav to come to the bris for the actual bris meal itself. And he's waiting and waiting, and they're not coming to call him. No one's coming to call him.
Not good.
It's getting a little bit late. It's Mizrach Magdimim Lemitzvahs, the bris. He's waiting. So finally he asks somebody, what happened? Is there a problem? There's no bris? So they tell him no. That unfortunately in that house, the baby's father is very sick. And he's a geisus. And he's almost an oilam hamas. And we have a minig here in this place that if such a situation happens, we want to name the baby after the father.
Oh, yeah.
So we wait till the patira. And only after the patira, we do the bris milah, so we can give a name the baby after the father. Okay? Strange minig. If Shlomo Kluger says to them, forget the minig, do the bris right away. Make the bris right now. And he goes to the house and he says, I'm the Rav, make the bris right away. Make the bris right now, no waiting. And the discussion breaks out. The new rabbi is already, overturning the accepted protocol in the town. And I'm the Rav, the Kitzur, he passed us to make the bris right away, and lo and behold, the father starts to get a little bit better and better, and the father has a refuah, the father's healed, the father lives and has a refuah. Everyone's speaking about the nace the rabbi did, new rabbi in the job, he came to make the bris, and a miracle happened. The father was saved, everybody lived happily ever after. What a great rabbi. So Shlomo Kluger said, "Why Novi Anoichi? Why Ben Novi Anoichi? I'm not a Novi. My father wasn't a Novi. It wasn't any Nisim that happened. I learned it from Rashi and Pashas Vayera. What does Rashi say? Rashi says with three malachim. One malach came to tell Sarah she's going to have a baby. Yitzchak. One malach came to turn over to Doim, and one malach came to heal Avraham and to save Lot. What happened? Light was a shortage of malachim and shemayim. There wasn't a fourth malach to send down to hail light. Rafal had to travel from Avram to light. There was a shortage of malachim. Elamai the pshat is, light wasn't zeicha to have a malach come on his own behalf. Light on his own didn't have enough schusim to be zeicha to have a malach. But once the malach Rafal was here, he came down already to hail Avram, and mainly he was here, so it's schus Avram, he was able to go to save light. So the Shlomo Kluger, that's exactly what happened in our case. Eliyahu Novi comes to every bris. Malach HaBris is Eliyahu Novi. He comes to every bris. The father needed a refuah shleima. He needed a Malach Eliyahu to come and heal him. But he didn't have enough schusim on his own. So as soon as we made the bris, Eliyahu Novi came to the bris. Once Eliyahu Novi was here by the bris, he went over and he was ready. He hailed the father. Once he came down for the mitzvah, the bris milah, he went to hail the father. Didn't have enough chusim on his own. And that's why the father had a refuah. So like Novi and Noichi was pashut. Find many times that a schus, one schus brings another schus, one mitzvah brings another mitzvah, a person sometimes is saved the schus to somebody else, but a lot of times a person doesn't have his own schus, and it's totally in somebody else. So if I can't, a person has a chance to bring the malach, to bring the schusim, bring the malach, and that will bring bracha to everybody, that will bring bracha to everybody else. The Pasuk says that Hashem was speaking to Avram, Hashem came to Avram, and Avram sees the Shilosh HaNoshim. What does Avram do? Vayar, vayarot l'krosom. Avram sees the three people, and he runs towards them. He leaves Hashem, and he goes to run towards the guest. So Rashi tells us, Pasuk Beis. Okay. So, we learn from here, that Achnosas Archim is greater than Kabbalah Pnei HaShechinah. So Avram left Hashem to go, Hashem is here, and he leaves Hashem to greet the guests. Achnosas Archim, greeting guests. Taking care of the guests is greater than Kabbalah's Peneshchino. So he leaves Hashem for the guests. Okay. So there are many lessons to learn from Avraham Avinu about Achnosas Archim. There are many stories told over about the Gedolim, how they excelled at the mitzvah of Achnosas Archim. A few of the stories that we had said over the years, the Chaim Briscoe was well known that in his house was open to everybody. His house was open for anybody and everybody to come. And he had people staying there for weeks on end. They would come to his house and they would stay. One night, a person comes to the house and plays the role of a Talmud Chacham, makes believe he's a learned person. And Reb Chaim notices him and he talks to Reb Chaim and learning, he puts on a good show. Reb Chaim Briscoe is very, very impressed by him. Very impressed by him. And gives him a good place to stay in this room, so on. The kids said the next morning, they wake up, the guest is gone, and a few of the expensive items in the house are gone with him also. So by this time, the mishpacha had enough. They had enough, the house is an open house.
Security.
And it's out of here already. So they went to the Chaim and said, listen, Akan, can't do it anymore. The house is open, you're letting everybody in, and you have to be careful who comes into the house. You can't get enough of them into the house. So Chaim said, let me ask you a question. When the three malachim came to Avram, how did they appear to Avram? How did the three malachim, what did they look like? Rashi says, like three Arabs, Shilosh Arabim, three Arabs. Avram thought they worshipped the dust in the feet, he came to wash the feet, to cleanse off the dust. They appeared to three Arabs. So Chaim Briskei asked them, and he said,
Avram is okay.
And he said, that's the best they could do in Shemayim, to Avram Avinu come like Arabs. They should have come like Tzaddikim to Avram Avinu. Should have come like Elchayidin to Avram Avinu. They came dressed like Arabs to Avram Avinu. Why dressed like Arabs? Elamayit, Chaim Briskei. You know why? To teach us when it comes to Achnosas Archim, everybody, take everybody in. No matter how he's dressed, no matter what he looks like, no matter who he is, take everybody in. Don't discriminate. He needs a place to stay. He needs a bed. He needs a house to eat. Take him in. Achnosas Archim. That's why the Malachim came, dressed like Arabs to Avram Avinu, to teach us when it comes to Achnosas Archim, take everybody in. Don't say him yes and him not.
Don't pick and choose.
But Ditchev, at least with Ditchev, he excelled at the mitzvah of Achnosas Archim to the extent that he himself used to go ahead and prepare the food and take care of the guests. He married the daughter of a Gevir, and when the Gevir had over his house guests, the servants would take care of the guests. The Rabbi Tanitchev ignored the servants, and he himself, in his Shver's house, would go ahead and cater to the guests. So Shver said to him, Akan, what's the matter with you? Maybe before you married my daughter, you could do these things. But now that you're the son-in-law of a rich man, I have plenty of servants around the house. It's pastish. How come you're busy with the guests themselves? And the Baditchev said, what? I should give up such a great mitzvah? And not only that, but I should pay the guy to do it also? I should give up such a mitzvah to a guy and I should pay him to do it also? Achnosas Archim is greater than Kabbalah's Pnei Ashkina. How can I give up the opportunity of Achnosas Archim of taking guests? You know, sometimes when it comes to doing a mitzvah, we look at it, it's a burden, it's hard to do. If you open our eyes a little bit, it's an opportunity. A mitzvah is a tremendous chus. How can I give it away to somebody else? How can I let the guy go shlap? How can I let the guy do it? It's a mitzvah achnosas archim. One more mitzvah achnosas archim. Beis HaLevi, the famous story of the Beis HaLevi. Beis HaLevi was traveling in a wagon, and it was a dark night. They're traveling through the forest, and want to make it, it was snowing outside. And the weather was getting very bad, and they had to stop. And they didn't know where to stop. They see light ahead. There's an inn up ahead. They come to the inn. They stop. The wagon driver goes in and says, "Listen, I need a place for two. I have a passenger, and we can't travel tonight. It's too dangerous. Place to stay." And the innkeeper says, "I'm sorry. There's no room. I have no room at all. Please, you have to. You can't let us stay outside. There's no room." "Okay. In the corner, near a fire, right there in that spot, there's no room for you. Lie down on the floor and stay there. And I have no food. I'll give you a piece of dry bread and not a word out of you the whole night. Just be quiet and stay in the corner and you can stay there." So the Beis HaLevi comes in with the wagon driver and they lie down and they stay in the corner. The Beis HaLevi thinks that, he lights a candle and he starts learning. The Baal HaBos says to him, "Put the fire out right now. No candles in my, I need the light. It's bothering me. Put the fire out right now." So he puts out the fire. He learns about that. A little while later, big carriage pulls up at the inn. Some Chassidish Rebbe came with his whole, with the whole entourage comes, or Chassidim come, and the innkeeper welcomes them with open arms, takes them in, sets up a banquet, a feast for them to eat at a table, and makes sure they all have a room to eat and so on. Suddenly, the Rebbe looks around and he sees somebody lying down on the floor by the fireplace. He gives another look, he sees a Beis HaLevi. He runs over to him.
"Hey, Rebbe."
Picks him up. "How come you're on the floor? What happened?" "Yeah, what?" So the innkeeper looks around. He says, "Who is he?" And he tells him, "He's the Beis HaLevi." The innkeeper feels bad. "How could he have done it?" He says, "Beis HaLevi, I'm sorry. Please be meichel me. I didn't know who you are. I want to put you on the floor. I'm giving you a place to eat, a place to stay. Please be meichel me. Please be meichel me." Beis HaLevi says to him, "Did you go to Chumash Amor?" "Yeah, I went to Chumash." He says, "Let me ask you a question. Avraham is praised for Zechnos HaSarcha. Avraham is praised for the mitzvah Chnas HaSarcha. When you say it, the mitzvah Chnas HaSarcha, who comes to mind? Avraham Avinu. What about light?" You find later on in the parasha, you find by Shalishi, Perek Yutes Pasuk Aleph, by Yavoyu Shnei HaMalachim Sodom Averev, two Malachim came to Sodom in the evening, the light, and light was sitting Mashar Sodom, by Yar light saw them, by Yokom Makrosom, and Yishtachop HaYimarts, he stood up to greet them and he bowed down to them. Light also did Echnas HaSarchim, Mesiris Nefesh in Sodom. How come light's not remembered for his Echnas HaSarchim? Only Avraham Avinu. Beis HaLevi said, because there's a chiluk in how they came. By Avraham Avinu it says, "Vayisein avayav hinei shloisha anoshim," three plain people. By Lloyd it says, "Shnei malachim." Lloyd saw them as malachim.
Yeah.
To be machnas ayrech and take a malach into your house, that's no problem. Everybody runs after malachim. To be a machnas ayrech and take shloisha anoshim, three plain regular people, that's a kunz. That's echnas asarchim. So Avraham's remembered for echnas asarchim, because Avraham took in shloisha anoshim. Lloyd, shnei malachim, two malachim, everybody wants the malach to stay by him. That's no kunz achnos asarchim. Achnos asarchim is taking the plain person. When it comes to achnos asarchim, it doesn't matter who he is, where he comes from. Achnos asarchim applies to anybody who needs a place to stay, a place to eat.
Malach and angel is the same, or is not the same?
Same. Okay. Moving on, it says later on in the parasha, Perichof Aleph Pasuk Yudalid. Avraham sends away Hagar and Ishmael. Sarah tells Avraham to send away Hagar and Ishmael. Avraham is a little hesitant, and Hashem tells Avraham, "Kol Hashetaymar, Sarah,
listen to you.
Kol Hashetaymar, Elecha Shomikah. Whatever Sarah says to you, send her away." Okay. So Perichof Aleph Pasuk Yudalid. Vayashkeim Avraham Baboiker. Avraham wakes up in the morning. Vayikach Lechem Mechem Asmayim. He takes bread, a jug of water. Vatelech, and he sends them out wandering in the Midbar. And the Rishonim all asks, Ramban asks, Rishonim all asks, Avraham was a wealthy man. Avraham had Kesef, Zohov, Avraham was a wealthy man. At the end of Pashas Lech Lecha, Avraham's Mespar, Lu Yishmol Yichya Lefanecha, Haravai Yishmol should live before you. Avraham cared about Yishmol. He wanted Yishmol to live, to go out into the world. That's how he sends him out, little bread and water. Shouldn't he have sent him away with Kesef Zov? So as the Ramban, Ebenezer Rishonim will ask, should have sent him away with more than bread and water. Why didn't Avraham send away Yishmael only with bread and water? Why not Kesef Zov? And the Ramban gives his classical answer. The Ramban answers, because Be'emes Avraham was prepared to send away Yishmael and Hagar with Kesef Zov. But Sarah had told Avraham, Goresh, chase away, means out. Without the gold, the silver. Chase them away into exile. Chase out. chase away the maid, Hagar, and her son. And Avram was a little hesitant. And what did Hashem tell Avram in Pasuk Yud Beis? Hashem tells Avram, Kol ha-shatoyma elecha Sarah, whatever Sarah tells you, Shema b'kayla, listen to her. So Avram had to listen to Sarah, says the Ramban, because Avram was told to listen to Sarah. He chased them out the way Sarah had said, and therefore they went out without kesef zahav, without silver and gold. He sent them out just with lechem and mayim, with bread and water. Says Rabbeinu B'chai, on the snap Pasuk, Perich Chafalov Pasuk, this is Rabbeinu B'chai. And I want to quote his lashon. Avram should have sent them away with kesef and zahav. Says Rabbeinu B'chai, Avram ra'a b'mara hanavua. Avram saw with a nevuah, shasidim bonov l'shtabei tachas yidei Yishmael, that his children, Bnei Yisrael, will be meshubad under the hands of Yishmael. V'chiyisnu u'oysam sinah gedayla. And Yishmael will hate, Avram's children will hate Bnei Yisrael with great hatred. Now he says classical words. Shein umo ba'olam, shi yusaynim li'Yisrael k'bnei Yishmael. There's no other nation in the world that hates us like Bnei Yishmael.
We see it now.
V'alkein, and therefore, his nahig Avram Avinu is noig with Hagar and Yishmael, k'moshe royalist nahig imsoine, like one does with an enemy. And that's why he gave them only bread and water. Like the pasuk says in Mishlei, Emrov soinecha ha'chilei lechem. If your enemy is hungry, feed him bread. V'mtzameh ha'shchil mayim. If he's thirsty, give him water to drink. So Avram gave him water and bread. Like a soine, he sent out Hagar and Yishmael. Rabbeinu B'chai's words are so true. Ein uma
today,
ba'olam shiyusaynim b'nei Yisrael k'b'nei Yishmael. It says it right here in this passage. There's no nation in the world that hates b'nei Yisrael like b'nei Yishmael. And no matter
what
pasuk
is this?
Rabbeinu B'chai.
Where is this?
Perik Chof Aleph pasuk Yud Aleph. Exact quote.
1500.
Okay. But he's using that pshat in the pasuk.
Nothing changed.
Pshat in the pasuk doesn't change. If anything, it's obvious as it go on.
Yeah.
So anybody who thinks that there's any hope, peace with Shmuel and so on, you see it day in and day out. Day in and day out. Every day. There's not one day the news doesn't go by with that story happening here, story happening there. Ein uma ba'olam that assign him like Yidei Shmuel. If you want to know what's happening in the world, everything's in the Torah. You look back in Chumash, everything is here. It says later on, Avimelech makes a bris, Avram and Avimelech make a bris. It says in Perik Chof Aleph, Pasuk Chof Zayin, says the Pasuk, Vayikach Avraham tzoyin ubaka, Avram took sheep and cattle, Vayitain, and he gives it to Avimelech, Vayichrisu shneim bris. And Avram and Avimelech make a bris, that Avram won't harm and take away from Avimelech for 3 doiris, his children, for me, children and the grandchildren. Make a bris. Tell of our story. Simchon Vashischa once called Chassidim and he said, we have to travel to Varsha, to Warsaw. Let's travel to Varsha. So they get the carriage ready, they put the horses, and they go with the Rebbe inside the wagon, and they take off on a trip to Varsha. They come into the city, and they stop the wagon. Rebbe, where should we go? What should we do? And Pesach Bunim tells them, just let the horses go. Wherever the horses want to go, just go. The horses want to turn. They want to go straight, go straight. Let the horses go. Wherever the horses want to go, let the horses go. Okay, obviously, it wasn't too fast. It was in the city, okay. The horses go, they turn ahead, they turn ahead. Suddenly, they're pierced by a bar. Pesachim Bunim says, stop. They stop the wagon. Pesachim Bunim gets out. The chassidim, they walk into the bar. Who's sitting in the bar? Bunch of Yidduch is sitting in the bar after a hard day's work. What? Sitting in the bar, having a drink after hard days. After a hard day's work. They're sitting in the bar after a hard day's work.
Not in basement.
And they look around. The chassidim expect, oh, the Rebbe's going to give them musa now. Tell them off. They should go to the base medrash and learn. They probably came here to save these poor people. And Simcha Bunim walks around and he stops by one table and he listens to the conversation they're having by the table. And one Yid says to the other Yid, Moshua, it's Grand Chumashai. Did you go to Chumash today? And the other one says, Avada, how could a day go by without going to Chumash? Of course I go to Chumash today. He says, your mom is Sajra, Vayera, is that week's Pasha's Vayera? He says, yeah. He says, I have a kash of you. It says in Perik Chof Aleph, Pasuk Chof Zayin, Avimelech and Avram make a bris. Vayichrisu shnehem bris. They both made a bris. And he asks his friend and he says, How could it be? Avraham Avinu, the great tzaddik, made a bris with a goy, the shegetz Avimelech. How could Avraham Avinu make a bris with Avimelech? How could it be? Vayichrusu shneim bris. So the other yid said, you know, I want the same pasuk. I have a kasha in the pasuk also. I have a kasha. The word shneim is extra. It says vayichrusu shneim bris. They both made a bris. You need two people to make a bris. Vayichrusu bris. They both made a bris. Why does it say vayichrusu shneim? They both made a bris. No, they made a bris. They both made a bris. The word shneim is extra. Why does it say shneim? Elamai says your kasha, my kasha, for and for each other. Our kashas answer each other. How could Avraham make this with Avimelech? You're right. He had to make the bris. I'll show him he had to make the bris. But when they made the bris, the main thing was that even after the bris, shnehem, they remained two separate people. Vayichrusu shnehem. They remained two separate people. Don't think for a second that after the bris, they became one. Avimelech and Avraham. The bris, whatever the reason Avraham felt had to be done, I'll show him, shalom bay, shalom malchus, he made the bris. Even when Avraham made the bris with Avimelech, they remained two separate people. Avraham remained Avraham the tzaddik, Avimelech was the guy, and not for one second that they mixed together. Even though they made a bris, they still remained separate. It's a lesson for all of us. We go through everyday life, we deal with goyim throughout the day, day in and day out. Can't get away from it. Can't get away from it. We're in a society where we're mixed, we deal with goyim. Even though we have to shake hands, we have to be friends, to be make a kiddush Hashem, you're right. At the end of the day, we have to know who we are, and we know who they are. And we have to remain with the bris, with all the shalom, and with all the connections we have to the guy, and we have to know, but still, still shneim. We are who we are, they who they are, and like they say, oil and water doesn't mix. We can't mix together. The end of the parasha, we come to the Akedah. The Akedah is the highlight of the parasha. Everybody knows the Nisayim of Avraham Avinu, the Nisayim of the Akedah. And already in all the Mefarshim is discussed, the Pasuk calls the Akedah, V'Halakim Nisayis Avraham. Hashem tested Avraham. It says in Perichov Beis, Pasuk Aleph, V'Hi Achad V'Rama'ele, V'Halakim Nisayis Avraham. Hashem tested Avraham. V'Yoymeh Rav Avraham, V'Yoymeh Neini. And Mefarshim all bothered, wasn't it a test for Yitzchak also? Yitzchak was also involved in this line. Imagine. He's walking with Avraham Avinu, they're going to Har Moriah, and Yitzchak says to his father, where's the Seif for the Ayla? And Avraham tells him, Yitzchak.
You're the man.
This is the Seif. Hashem said, you're the one. Yitzchak could have fought back, could have ran away, could have rebelled. He let himself be tied in the Mizbeach. He let himself be put up on the Mizbeach. It was a tremendous design for Yitzchak also. It should be a test for Yitzchak also. Why was it a test? Felkim Nisus Avraham. I am part of Matayr. Everybody explains the Indian. I want to say about Chassam Sofer and Rabbi Salevi. The Chassam Sofer says over beautiful insight. And he says, Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak both had a Nisayin. Correct. Whose Nisayin was greater? Whose Nisayin would you say is greater? Hashem comes to the father and says, take the son, shech the son. Or the son being told that he's going to be shechted on the Mizbeach. Who's Nisayin is greater? Says the Chassam Sofer. At first I thought that Yitzchak's Nisayin was greater. At first I thought Yitzchak's Nisayin was greater. Why? And he says, beautiful insight. He says, because Avraham heard the Tzivoy from Hashem. Yitzchak only heard it from Avraham Avinu.
Right.
What an insight. Avraham heard the Tzivoy directly from Hashem. Hashem said to Avraham, take your son and bring him for the Akedah. Bring him to Mizbeach. So they saw him, but he heard it directly from Hashem. The Chassam Sofer compares it to Tyro Shebek Sav. That's like Tyro Shebek Sav. Yitzchak, on the other hand, didn't hear the Savah from Hashem. Yitzchak heard it only from his father. Hashem said, that's Tyro Shebek Sav. That he accepted what his father told him as being the Savah of Hashem. That's why Tyro Shebek Sav. What the Chachamim teach us is the will is the Ratzon of Hashem. In that sense, the Chassam Sofer, Yitzchak's Nisayin was greater. Because he didn't hear the Savah directly from Hashem. He heard only from Avraham Avinu, yet he was makabel what Avraham Avinu told him.
Very good.
But it's some cipher, be'emes, Avraham's Nisayin was greater. For a different reason. Because Avraham Avinu had 3 days to think it over, and Yitzchak had no time at all. Yitzchak was told on the way up to Mizbeach, right then and there. So a person has Nisayin, can make a decision and go ahead with it. Avraham Avinu had 3 days to think it over.
He could have found
when a person has 3 days to think it over,
find an excuse.
Over and over, he thinks, yes, no, it's a constant Nisoyan over and over again, the entire 3 days. Should he? Hashem said, I'll have children. Hashem said, I'll be a Mitzvah. But Yitzchak, there's not going to be a Mitzvah. Tremendous Nisoyan that Avraham Avinu had. So in that sense, Avraham Avinu's Nisoyan was greater, because he had 3 days to think it over. 3 days to process it. While Yitzchak, it was Shas Maisa, he was told the Nisoyan. And that's the problem because the sign was greater. But in reality, both had then a sign. Mesa Levi says over, also a very deep insight. And he says, you're right. Avram and Yitzchak both had Nisyonis. But they were very different. Avram's Nisyon was to live with Mesirus Nefesh. And Yitzchak's Nisyon was to die with Mesirus Nefesh. Yitzchak's Nisyon, we understand. Yitzchak was told, the tzavah of Hashem was, the ratzon Hashem was, that he should be a covered in his mezbeach. He should give up his life on Kiddush Hashem. Right? We've all heard stories of people that gave up their lives on Kiddush Hashem. Avraham Avinu's Nisayin was just the opposite. Avraham's whole life davened for a son. His whole life he davened for a son, year after year. He's 100 years old, his wife is 90 years old, and finally he has a son after 100 years of waiting. And Hashem tells him, take the one thing that means the most to you. Take your son that means the most to you, most precious possession in the whole world, and bring it to me for a carbon. Give it up for Hashem's sake. Give it up for Hashem's honor. Tremendous Nisayon. And Avram was prepared to do so. He was prepared to give up Yitzchak for his most prized possession for the Ratzon of Hashem, and he would be able to live serving Hashem afterwards. To live as an Elohi afterwards. To take your most prized possession that you have and give it away for the Ratzon of Hashem, and to serve Hashem afterwards, and to be able to be, say, an Elohi Yid afterwards, is a tremendous Nisayin. Yitzchak died, was ready to die HaKadosh Hashem. Avram's Nisayin was to live after that Kedah, was to live HaKadosh Hashem, was to give up his most prized possession, and continue living life, serving Hashem, without having any criticism, any complaints. Still serving Hashem the way he did before. That was a tremendous Nisayin.
So,
maybe Avraham Avinu's Nisayin is a little bit greater. Yeah. Living on Kiddush Hashem, giving something up, and being able to remain who you are, and not have any complaints.
That's a tremendous.
Forget the Beis Halevi says that Avraham Avinu's Nisayin was greater. He says that's why in Rosh Hashanah davening we say Akei that's Yitzchak. We don't say Akei that's Avraham, because Yitzchak we could relate to. Dying on Kiddush Hashem, we've all heard stories not so long ago, people that gave up their lives on Kiddush Hashem, but to live HaKadosh Hashem, to live in such a Madrega, Avraham Avinu had a tremendous, tremendous Nisayin which is above us. But that was the Nisayin of the Akedah, to live after giving up your most prized possession, to live HaKadosh Hashem. No, so we go through life, and many times it happens, something that's important to us doesn't work out. Something that's important to us, we lost it, we almost had it, it should have worked out, why didn't it work out? And suddenly we're full of complaints, why me, why this, why him, why, how could it be? If I can't, just the opposite. Avraham Avinu had such a Nisayon. This could be one of our Nisayonis also. Every person has done Nisayonis in life. This could be one of our Nisayonis also. And the Nisayon is, can we live our Kiddush Hashem? Can we live with the Mesirus Nefesh, even if sometimes we have a difficulty in life? We realize that it's all the Ratzon Hashem. We do what we can, but ultimately, we have to have the Mesirus Nefesh. Sometimes Mesirus Nefesh is by giving up one's life. Sometimes Mesirus Nefesh is by coping with a difficulty, and remaining who you are. Without going into details, I once went through a difficult situation, and someone said to me, I may have said this all, and someone said to me, so what were you makabo on yourself extra to do? What were you makabo on yourself extra? You need chosin. What were you makabo on yourself extra to do? So I looked at him and I said to myself, are you out of your mind? I'm barely keeping my head above water right now. I should take on something extra. But I learned before, I can't keep up with what I'm doing. I can't keep up with what I'm doing. I'm barely struggling to dabble in a mini. I should take something extra? I can't take something extra on. I was already saying to me, out of your mind. How can I take out something extra? But it bothered me. Maybe he had a point. I didn't say anything. I looked at him. Maybe he had a point. So the next Shabbos, I saw Rebbe Eli Brodny. I went over to him, I spoke to him. And I asked him, I told him what happened. I told him the story. And I said to him, what should I have answered? Should I take on something extra right now or not? Am I supposed to take on something extra now? He looked at me and he said, 100% not. He said, when you have an Nisayon, the main thing is just keep your head above water. Try to stay where you are. Don't fall. Stay where you are. The Yetzer Hara is trying to push you down. You understand you need to stay where you are. It's not the time to make kavod. It's not the time to take on something extra. Later on, when the matzav eases, but there's something extra, call kavod. That you can do. But b'shas naisa, it's your job, stay, keep your head afloat. Keep yourself afloat. Keep yourself above water. Make sure you don't fall. That's the danger right now. B'shas is in a sign, is a falling. Make sure that when it's in a sign, you don't fall. Keep it above water. It's not the time to make kabbalahs to take on something extra. You can't. It's not the time to do it. Keep yourself where you are. So as we go through life, everybody has situations. Everybody has, sometimes everything is great. You know what? Make a kabbalah. Do something extra. Sometimes it's the opposite. When that happens, know where you stand. Know where you are. Be careful. Keep ourselves above water. Live with Mesiris Nefesh. Live with the Ratzon Hashem. Shtak will be Zaycha to see the Fuhus, Yeshuas, Nechomas. See the Shiksa came here in the Nechomas.